And the secretarial order is the one of the first steps that we are implementing in order to introduce a policy structural adjustment about the way that we deliver information technology throughout the department. It establishes one CIO, or Chief Information Officer, in the Department of Interior, and it creates a relationship between senior IT technology specialists in the bureaus and our offices that have a straight line of sight on necessary enterprise services to be delivered throughout the department. And aspects within the secretarial order, we're looking at the migration of what we consider IT infrastructure, or in other words, is the utility functions of technology, of looking at delivering those from the department level. And then we're looking at the aggregation of very distributed compliance or Clinger Cohen types of activities to be able to have a better focus on what we're delivering.
I know this has been a major challenge where the CIO has this roles and responsibilities, but they've always kind of had some challenges dealing with the bureaus, because the bureaus sometimes either have bigger budgets or are, for whatever reason, were considered more powerful. This seems to shift and really give the CIO the authority and the roles and responsibilities that's always been envisioned under Clinger Cohen. And the one thing that really stands out to me in all of this, beyond the one you mentioned about having just one CIO, one deputy CIO, but it says here, part G, all IT procurement expenditures over the micro purchase level must have the approval of the Office of CIO, where funds are obligated via any approved method. I think that's the budget authority. Is that true?
It is the budget oversight authority is what it is. It is. One of the things with the secretarial order is endeavoring to do is create a common unity of effort on how we deliver IT to employees and the constituents that are serviced by the Department of Interior. So the secretarial order is we're establishing a common policy, and it'll be common policy in regards to how we do capital planning, how we do enterprise architecture, how we do procurements, and how the IT procurements fit in the context of our common operating picture on how information technology is delivered throughout the department.
You were the former CIO at the
Fish and Wildlife Service, correct?
And so you saw kind of the differences between, okay, what the CIO level is and being at the bureau level versus the headquarter level. How big of a change is this for the bureaus? I mean, since you were a former bureau CIO.
Speaking from as a former bureau CIO, there are things that one looks at from perspectives from the departmental level, and one perspective is from the bureau level. And one of the things that we were looking at is in terms of implementing an adjustment of how we can better deliver services. From the bureau perspective is, while there are many things that we are doing that were great and wonderful, it was because we were focusing within our own narrow delivery mechanisms, we were not able to realize the greater benefits, whether for cost savings or through a better customer experience or through greater interoperability, those things that could perhaps be delivered from the enterprise perspective. If I was to put a Fish and former bureau hat on, I'd say, great, this makes sense. This makes sense to have things like email delivered from the department. This makes sense to have things like data centers being consolidated to be delivered from the department. It makes sense from so many things of these infrastructure utilities, because if, as a bureau IT person, I would be better able to focus on the mission needs of what the bureau is providing and to see how technology could be used in the context of the program delivery of those bureaus, rather than paying all the constant attention and firefighting of all these utility types of functions.
Can you talk a little bit about the biggest challenges you see is getting this done? Are there specific pieces in the memo that you say, okay, this is going to be a little more challenging than others? Or is it just when you look at it from the broad perspective, everything's...
Looking at it from a broad perspective, we are enjoying close engagement with the bureaus and with the offices. It's almost unanimous in how can we make this work. But there are three broad challenges that we are facing right now. One has to deal with the strategic communications of how we deliver and how we are going about change and how we invite collaboration and participation on those things that make sense. The second challenge I'm looking at is change management. It is not just an incremental change that we're endeavoring to try to achieve, but we're trying to achieve change management against the way that we've been formally delivering services. And then this ties into the third area in terms of the challenge is creating a viable business model that allows us to have scalable technical solutions that meet the business needs of the department.
Along with this memo, Interior Secretary Salazar talked about the 5-year IT modernization and consolidation program. Discuss that program a little bit and how that all fits together with this memo around the CIO's role.
What we are looking at within the infrastructure business case is through consolidation efforts and all that, of realizing a significant cost savings starting in fiscal year 2016. And what we're going to be looking at is rather than having, as it's currently the case, lots of these services being distributed across hundreds and hundreds of organizational units within the department, is consolidating them into several different units and all that to realize a better cost savings as well as to create a more consistent, reliable customer experience.
So obviously the IT modernization effort's a big effort. What comes first? What's the low-hanging fruit in your eyes?
The low-hanging fruits in our eyes is we are starting with a messaging solution. We will have one messaging solution for the department. We are embarking upon data center consolidation activities. We will have a dozen and a half data centers consolidated this year. We're using virtualization for quite a bit, a few of those things. We're looking at how we arrive at web hosting solutions, probably centering on just a few points of presence for where we will derive web hosting solutions. We're also looking at where things can be delivered through the cloud on some of these really readily to use types of applications that don't require a whole lot of sophistication. So we're examining things like the GSA's FedRAMP's activities where there might be some cloud potential that can be offered through there.
Why now? Why did Secretary Salazar decide to issue the memo this month versus last year? Was there any specific impetus?
Well, when the Secretary came on board, the Secretary, he did have IT reform as one of his agenda items. And we've been doing a lot of socializing internally within the Department of Interior. And then through some of the impetus of like where OMB is coming with the tech stats and the IT dashboard and all of that, the timing is fortuitous as to maybe as to why it's arriving now. But these steps have been underway for a long, long time on in regards to that. The policy or the secretary order, it's a necessary ingredient for the successes of our modernizations, but the policy in and of itself is not sufficient to assure the successes that we have.